Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, in the middle of explaining Halacha Aleph, and in the Ezra Tzuris Davtan Gimel Amid Beis, a little past the halfway mark at the beginning of the line with the words Mishum Arba Zakenim Amru, and in the article Tzuris Davtan Dalad Amid Aleph, a little before the halfway mark at the two dots with the same words. And today's daf sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, that if we have Yom Tev followed by Shabbos or Shabbos followed by Yom Tev, what's the din? Is that considered like one long Kedusha? Was that one long day? Or is it two separate ones? We had said, at least according to the Chachamim, that Beis Hillel agrees that if an egg was laid on Shabbos, it's mutter the next day Yom Tov, or vice versa, and that's because it's two Kedushais. They even brought up another situation which seemed to be a Machlokes, and we had answered it. And so we continue talking about this. The Gemara tells us, Mishom Arba Zakenim Amru, in the name of four Zakenim, they said, Hanechali Ruve Berishon, if someone's Erev was eaten the first day, we'll explain this in a moment, Hareu Kibinei Erev Besheni, he's like the people of his city the second day. Now this has to do with the din of Erev Tchumen. We know that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person is limited to walking 2,000 Amos from where their place of residence is. That's called their makom shvisa, where they live. Now that's determined by where their food is, and usually that's their house, because your house is where your food is. Now let's say a person wants to walk another 2,000 amos in one particular direction. Let's say he's going to go greet his rebbe, he's going to listen to a shir or do a mitzvah. So he's able to extend his tchum, and that's done by changing his makom shvisa. Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, he walks 2,000 amos from his house, he puts down some food, because remember, that's how you determine your makom shvisa, which is by putting down some food, and so that's his brand new makom shvisa, and since he's 2,000 amos from his house, he could walk back to his house, and now, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, he could walk from his house to his food, to his Eruv, and then another 2,000 amos from his Eruv to the place where he needs to go. And we just said over here from these four Zakenim is that if his Eruv was eaten on that first day of Shabbos, let's say it's Shabbos going into Yom Tov, so that means he doesn't have an Eruv for the second day, as he's just like the people of his city, he goes back to his original Tchum Shabbos, his 2,000 amos from his city or from his house, and he doesn't have another 2,000 amos from where his original Eruv was put down. And Rav Chana says, B'shem Rav, Halacha Karba Zakenim, Halacha is like the four Zakenim. And we clearly see from here that 2 days is two separate Kedushas, because even though he had a valid Eruv before the first day, now that he doesn't have an Eruv anymore, the second day is something completely new, and he doesn't have an Eruv anymore, so it's obviously two separate days. Now Rav Chasdabai has as follows, Machav Shitas de Rav, seems we have a senior Shitas Rav, Tamanu Avad Lash de Kedushas. Over there, he treats like two Kedushas in this Eruv case that we just quoted, but Vahachu Avad La Kedusha Achas. Over here, he treats like one Kedusha. What's that referring to? Dispag, and there's Machlokes, and this is brought up earlier on the daf, Shar Psila, Shar Madura, Shari Shemen, Shakavu B'Shabbos, leftovers of a wick or of a fire or of oil, they got extinguished on Shabbos. Ma'ula Likim be Yom Tov. Are they allowed to be lit the next day, which is Yom Tov? And Rav Chanina Treya and Amrin Aser. Both Rav Chanina say that it's Aser, which Rabbi Yechon or Mutter, Rabbi Yechon says Mutter. And so we see that according to Rav over here, it's really Kedusha Achas, that since it wasn't allowed to be used the first day, it's not allowed to be used the second day. And that's not like Erov, Storm of Manu, Kumri of Yudan, Rav Yudan said in front of Yudan, Ma'afchan Le Psil Gabe Beitzo. What are you confusing? What are you asking from this case of Psila onto Beitza? And it's really just a borrowed Lashon from the previous Gemara, because we're not talking about an egg over here, we're talking about an Eruv, but the same concept of an egg which was laid on Shabbos, we had said according to Beis Hillel, it's permitted the next day Yom Tov, that's because it's two Kedushais, and it's the same exact thing with this Eruv, that the first day he has his Eruv, but then it was eaten, so the next day there's no Eruv, and he's like the people of his city, so again, that's like two Kedushais. And so once again, the question over here is, what are you comparing Psila to Beitza for? Psila, as we had explained yesterday, the reason why it's Aser is because it's considered Hachana, it's a preparation from one day to another, and that has nothing to do with Mukta, so you can't ask. However, on top, he told him in Madanan Chami Rabbanim Dami Law, from the fact that we see that the Rabbanim do compare the two, Hada Amr, Hiada, Hiada, that tells us that really it is the same thing. And now we continue with another discussion about this. Hakomai, then everyone agrees, Benashrin, with branches that fell off a tree, Shein Asurin, that they're Asur. And that's even though we hold that it's two Kedushas, one Kedusha to another, still they're Asur from one day to another. So let's say they fell off the tree on Shabbos, and the next day is Yom Tov, and we know that we're allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov, still they're Asur to be used. Now Rabban Bar Chia, Ba Kumi Rab Zaira, he asks as follows, Ma Bein Nashrin, Ma Bein Beitzim, what's the difference between branches that fell off a tree and eggs? This is actually a question specifically in Shitas Beis Shammai, who, as we know from the first Mishnah, he allows eating an egg which was laid on Yom Tov to be eaten that very Yom Tov. You don't have to wait for the next day, but he agrees over here in this situation that branches that fell off a tree one day are also the next day, and they're even also that same day. Well, what's the difference? And the answer is, Ilu Nasharim, Be'imai Sehen, Shema Ein Nasurim, but Ilu Beitzim, Be'imai Sehen, Shema Ein Mutaris. In the case of the branches, when they're still connected to their ima, to the parent, which means when they're still connected to the tree, aren't they Aser? Of course they're Aser. They're not allowed to be used when they're on the tree. As opposed to the eggs, the mother hen, it's 100% permitted on Yom Tov. And therefore, you can't compare branches that fell off of a tree on Yom Tov to an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Because again, the egg came from something that was mutter, whereas the branches come from something that's Aser. Now we have another question. This time it's in Shitas Beis Hillel. Me'ata, no de be Yom Tov, lo te'achal b'Shabbos, Shabbos l'teil chol b'yom tev. Now that you're saying that a branch that fell of a tree on Shabbos is usher to be used the next day, yom tev, so Beis Hillel should hold the same exact thing with an egg that's laid on Shabbos. It should be usher the next day, yom tev, or if it's laid on yom tev, it should be usher the next day, Shabbos. Why does he say that the egg is mutter, but the branches are usher? So Amar Leih, he responded to him, v'keini, is that really so? Loi da'ech shechmar to'olel, isn't it sufficient that you already machmer on it? Shem no to be yom tev, loi te'el chol b'yom tev, b'shabbos loi te'el chol b'shabbos, that if it was laid on yom tev, it's not to be eaten that yom tev. And if it was laid on Shabbos, it's not to be eaten on Shabbos. El shat m'vakesh l'hachmer o'lel, you want to be more machmer? Shem no to be yom tev, loi te'el chol b'shabbos, b'shabbos loi te'el chol b'yom tev, that if it was laid on yom tev, it's also the next day Shabbos, and if it was laid on Shabbos, it's also the next day yom tev. Why are you going to be extra machmer? And the key difference is, because when we're dealing with an egg, the egg itself technically has a permitted use, even on Shabbos, because technically it could be eaten raw. If you're a chazan and you want to have a nice smooth voice, you could technically drink down raw egg, and therefore raw egg is technically permitted on Shabbos, and therefore there's no reason to aser when it's laid on Shabbos, eating it the next to Yom Tif or vice versa. As opposed to the branches, there is a chashash. What would that be? So if you look at the case where the branches fell off the tree on Shabbos, if we say that they're permitted the next day Yom Tif, people might say, oh, that's just because they don't have a use on Shabbos. You can't light a fire on Shabbos, and they only have a use on Yom Tif, so you could use them the next day Yom Tif. The problem is, in the reverse case, somebody might end up coming to matter them when day one is Yom Tif and the next day is Shabbos. If they fall off on Yom Tif, somebody might say, oh, in the previous situation, the reason why we weren't able to use them the day they fell off is again because they fell off on Shabbos and they have no use on Shabbos, so they're able to use the next day Yom Tif. But over here, the first day is Yom Tif and they do technically have a use on Yom Tif. You could light a fire on Yom Tif, so I'm just going to use them today. And obviously that's usher. If they fall off the tree on Yom Tif, even Beis Shammai says that they're usher to be used because they're mukta, as explained at the top of the Amud. Therefore, we're extra machmir with the branch case, but there's no reason to be extra machmir with the egg case. And one more situation, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yirmi Abayi asks the following, Ituri sukkah mahin. What about the decorations of a sukkah? Are they permitted or not? So Chaz Rabbi Yirmi of Amar, he went back and said, Kol shiva hein b'tein l'agav sukkah. All seven, they're bottled to the sukkah. Since they're kishute sukkah, they're nullified to the sukkah, and so they're not allowed to be used, all of sukkahs. But mekan v'helech from here on, b'chin and hein, they're considered muchan, they're considered prepared, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, when we don't sit in a sukkah anyway, so they're 100% permitted, there's no problem. Now, Amar B'yais, or B'yais says slightly differently, Kol Shiva Kedushas Sukkah Chalehen. All 7 days of sukkahs, the Kedushas Sukkah is chal on these kishutim, on these decorations, and so they're not allowed to be used. Dalad on Bezantam, Mikan Behelech, from here and on, Kedushas Yom Tev Chalehen. We have Kedushas Yom Tev, which is chal on them, that's a Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, and so they're actually still usher on Shmini Atzeres. And that's because as follows, we always look at Bein HaShmashos, which is the evening, the entrance of the new day, if this thing was permitted to be used, so it's not mukta, but if it wasn't allowed to be used, so it is mukta. And here we have, in between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, that Bein HaShmashos, it's a suffix. We don't know if Bein HaShmashos is day 7 or if it's day 8. And therefore, these Kishute Sukkah aren't allowed to be used during Bein HaShmashos because on the Tzad, the Bein HaShmashos is still day 7, while they're usher because of the mitzvah, as he had just said. And therefore, even on day 8, they're usher because they were mukta Bein HaShmashos. And Gemara is just one step further. Ma asa mishal, what will you come to ask? Meaning, if you have a question regarding this, what would it be? Yom Tev Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos. Let's say Shmini Atzeres comes out on Erev Shabbos, meaning Shmini Atzeres is on Friday. What about using these Kishute Sukkah on Shabbos? So again, you have the last day of Sukkot, which is Thursday. Then you have Shmini Atzeres, which is Friday. Then you have Shabbos, which is Shabbos. So are these Kishutim allowed to be used on Shabbos? And this is also Kiman D'Omar Shtei Kedushas, saying according to the Kiman D'Omar, that when we have 2 days right next to each other, that's considered two separate Kedushas. So that means the Shmini Atzeres and Shabbos are two separate Kedushas. So on one hand, we would say that maybe since we're also to be used on Friday because of Shmini Atzeres, that means that Bein HaShmashos going into Shabbos are also usher to be used, and therefore on Shabbos as well they're usher, or maybe not. Perhaps you would say that the whole reason they're usher on Shmini Atzeres is because of the whole suffix what Bein HaShmashos of day 7 is, and so because of that suffix we had to usher them day 8. But from day 8 of Sukkot into Shabbos, there's no suffix by the Bein HaShmashos. It's for sure not day 7 anymore, and anyway we hold that they're Shtei Kedushos. Again, that's according to this Man D'Omar. According to Man D'Omar, Kedusha Achas, it's for sure Asr, but according to Man D'Omar, Shtei Kedushos, perhaps you would say that in between day 8 and Shabbos is for sure no Shaiches, and of course they're permitted, and that's what the question would be. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.